Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host today, Logan Landers, and today we're going to be doing a top five Atlanta Falcons quarterbacks of all time breakdown. But I can't do this by myself, ladies and gentlemen. I have to bring on a very special guest, one of the hardest workers in the sports broadcasting industry, a hidden gem for some people. My man, you see a madman, Mark Mancini. What's going on, man?
Well, I'll tell you, man, I'm on the show that's sweeping the country. This is the most must-see, must-hear radio podcast, baby, wherever you go. I am so blessed with you, Jeremiah, and the great guys that have given me an olive branch in Dixie.
Yes, sir. Hey, we are excited to have you on the show. And hey, if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast today, if you're watching or listening, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check us out, our clips on Instagram at 100s Football, on our LinkedIn page as well under the same name. And of course, our podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere and everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to the best and most consistent football podcast across the globe. So without further ado, Mr. Mancini, please tell the viewers at home, who do you have as your number five Atlanta Falcons quarterback of all time?
My number five would have to be Jeff George. I love Jeff George. A little bit of swagger in Indianapolis and stuff. But I like Jeff George. I think when he was in Atlanta for that short period of time, man, he was unbelievable. I don't know where Dixie has this guy, but I like him at number five.
Yeah, like you said, the record wasn't the most impressive, but he wasn't here for super long, like you said. Only here from 94 to 96, but he made a big impact throughout his short tenure here as a Falcon. So Jeff George at number five on the top five list. Who is our number four top Atlanta Falcons quarterback of all time, Mr. Mancini?
I like Steve DeBerg. I mean, Steve DeBerg was a guy that, you know, he was probably in more, you know, hotels and some stewardesses. But, man, oh, man, He played in the league for quite a while. I liked him in Atlanta. You know, I know it, when he was in, Denver, he was preparing John Elway and stuff to play football. And that's where we've lost it with quarterbacks these days. We throw them right into the mix instead of carrying the clipboard and learning the system for a year. But I thought Steve DeBerg was number four for me. Great teacher, great journeyman. That's where I got him in Atlanta.
Yeah, definitely a guy who played for a long time. He came back to the NFL in 98 for the Falcons, right, at the age of 44. I mean, we see what Tom Brady's been doing at his age, and Steve DeBerg was one of the pioneers, you would say, in terms of coming back at such an older age. And in fact, he was the oldest player on that Super Bowl roster. He was 45 back when they lost that one. We don't talk about the losses, though, right? But he overall, like I said, he was a great mentor and overall a solid Atlanta Falcon. Who is number three on our list?
Number three was Michael Vick. I liked Michael Vick. I know the whole dog thing set him out of Atlanta and then going up to Philly and stuff. But I think if Michael Vick didn't have them off problems, the field, he would have been something in Atlanta. But I had him at number three. Quite a talent, quite everything. I don't know if it was a surrounding of you know, childhood friends or whatever. But, man, I would have loved to see him have a great career in Atlanta. But still, I have him at number three all time in Atlanta.
Right. And I think that people forget the massive impact that Michael Vick had with the Falcons. I mean, number one overall pick in 2001. And this guy set the city on fire, right? Everyone was rocking that number 7 jersey in Atlanta back in the day. And, you know, we mentioned the off-the-field issues that have been very well documented, and it's so sad to see. You know, but, I mean, after, you know, after that, we got Matt Ryan, who have a suspicion will be on this list. But he was – Michael Vick was a Madden cheat code, first and foremost, for anyone who played those games back in the early 2000s. No one could stop him. A great talent, one of the pioneers also in terms of the very quick, the rushing type of quarterbacks as well. He could beat you with his feet, and he could beat you with his throwing power too. Very good quarterback, but that is why he is number 3 on the all-time list. Who do we have at number 2?
Number 2 would have to be, in my book, Steve Barkowski. Boy, I love the red helmets, the black falcon on that helmet. Throwing Alfred Jenkins and everything. Barkowski, man, I'll tell you, he was simply amazing in the heyday with the Falcons. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, when you go back and talk to people about quarterbacks, if this guy ain't in your top 2 or top 3, something's wrong. You do not know Atlanta Falcons football.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. Once again, a number 1 overall pick in 1975. He was also there, you know, when our guy Bobby Butler on the show was there for the Falcons for a good bit during his 12-year career. And fun fact about Barkowski, he's only one of 10 quarterbacks in NFL history who have achieved consecutive 30 touchdown passing years in 80 and 81, at least once in their career. Pro Bowler a few times as well in 80 and 81. And one of the, like you mentioned, you have to have this guy in your top 2, at minimum top 3 in terms of top Atlanta Falcons quarterbacks. Just for the longevity, right? He played for 10 years with the Falcons before he had that one season with the LA Rams. And someone who I feel like doesn't get appreciated enough in Atlanta Falcons history. Well, we've made it to number 1. I have a feeling who this might be. But Mr. Mancini, please tell the viewers, who do we got at number 1?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's not Bobby Hebert. It's Matt Ryan. And
there we go.
I definitely hate to see this guy out of Atlanta. Boy, you talk about a pioneer. You talk about a guy that can throw. You talk about a guy that can go toe-to-toe with Drew Brees and, you know, Tom Brady and some of those guys. He has definitely put Dixie on the map. And, man, oh, man, it's going to be nice to see what he can do in Indianapolis. And, boy, I'll tell you, you know, losing him in Atlanta, a lot of years there. Oh, man, I would have loved to see him end his career in Atlanta, but it didn't happen. Matt Ryan is the all-time number 1 quarterback for me with the Falcons.
Yeah, I think this one was a pretty shut down, a lock pick for a lot of people out there. I mean, like I said, no disrespect to anyone else on this list, but Matt Ryan had the numbers, the longevity, was great in the community as well in Atlanta. Everyone loved him. And former number 3 overall pick from Boston College, and he has excelled expectations. We're going to see that number 2 retired in the Falcons once he hangs it up for sure. Like I said, got us to the Super Bowl, an MVP in 2016, a tremendous year, and just a great player. Like I said, sad to see him go just because of how talented he was with the Falcons. And just to see him grow throughout his rookie season all the way to, you know, going to the Super Bowl and then now going into the Indianapolis Colts to finish up his career, presumably. I mean, this is a Falcons legend, one of the best Falcons of all time on any list, let alone just quarterbacks. And like I said, it's going to be sad to see him go, but hopefully, you know, we'll be talking with Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder. Maybe they can crack their way onto this list if all is said and done, if they can get the Falcons back on track. It's been a rough couple of years since that Super Bowl, man, but we are hoping in the whole city of Atlanta to get things jumping once again and get back in that winning side. So, Mr. Mancini, what are your final thoughts on your top 5 quarterbacks list? And did you have any that you might have left out that just barely missed a cut?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you look at it, you got to put, you know, June Jones on there. Would be a good one. I mean, there's been Chris Chandler. But getting back to Matt Ryan, you know, this kind of reminded me when Tom Glavine left the Braves. After all those years and went up to play for the Mets, man, oh, man, I look at Matt Ryan and you kind of wish, you know, he stayed his whole career in Atlanta, going to Indianapolis, but the handwriting was on the wall. Man, oh, man, you couldn't have summed it up any better, Logan. This guy is a legend in Dixie.
No doubt about that. Well, hey, like I said, this has been our top five Atlanta Falcons quarterbacks of all time. I've been your host, Logan Layers. Mr. Mancini, is there anything you'd like to promote before we get out of here today?
Well, your show across the board, man, I'm so blessed on Mondays to lay the smackdown in Dixie.
Yes, sir.
Part of XM Sirius on Fridays, a Liberty Bell smack out of WWDB in Philadelphia. The Pittsburgh Pirates podcast with their first base coach, Tarek Brock. All these other shows across the country, too. But just so blessed. And, you know, I always look at it like this. Money comes and goes. Building relationships are priceless. And, Logan, you and Jeremiah giving me that olive branch in Dixie every Monday is just a blessing, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much, sir. It has been a pleasure having you on the show today, talking the Atlanta Falcons quarterbacks of all time. Desmond Ridder, if you're out there watching this video, we want you on this list in a couple of seasons, man. We're excited to see what Mariota does this year, holding it down. But we are hoping the young man out of Cincinnati can make his way onto this list when it is all said and done. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Thanks for having your host, Logan Lance, joined by Madman Mark Mancini. If you enjoyed the video today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. And if you listen to podcasts, which I'm sure everyone does nowadays, you can check us out over on Spotify, over on Apple Podcasts as well. Each and every single day, we have episodes ready to download. We're getting close to 1,000 in total, over 1,000 plus videos on Facebook and YouTube. So go over there, check us out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anything and everything football related, you can find it on our channel. Once again, from our guest, Madman Mark Mancini, I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.